Back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:11, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment with the folks from Sun Group Real Estate Auctions and Appraisals. And joining us on the line here this morning, we have Sean Swartz from Sun Group, and good to have you here on the line with us. Sean, how you doing?
Good, James. Thanks for having us.
Hey, good deal. So I know that it's been just a little bit, not too long, but since we've talked to you, but I wanted to talk, maybe just a little bit to start off with. What do you do with Sun Group? What's kind of the role of an appraiser? And I know you guys have quite a bit of experience in that whole world of appraisals.
Yeah, I've been in prison for, I think, 25 years. Dave, even quite a little bit longer. We focus on rural appraisals for ag land, farm and ranch, and residential. We've actually got two general appraisers. That's the highest level of appraiser recognized by the state. We've got two certified residential appraisers. That is, they're capable of appraising any residential. There's no price limit, no value limit. And then we additionally have one evaluator, which does our evaluations. We've got a couple analysts that write sales all over the state of Kansas, and we've got some support staff that help us with the paperwork. But combined, I think we've got over 80 years of experience. So we've been doing a long time.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, that's awesome to have that wealth of knowledge to be able to draw on and everything. So, and I know that you primarily kind of focus on central and southeast Kansas, right?
We do. We probably Greenwood, Butler, Chase, Elk, but we expand out from there when we need to. And honestly, we can cover the whole state. We've got an express. Really, there's kind of two kinds of land appraisal. I guess let's talk land first.
Yeah.
There's kind of a full appraisal where we come out and look at the property and we measure everything and we spend quite a bit of time with the property. And then when we write a report for that property, it's a very robust report, a lot of data that goes into that, market data, information about the property, information about the neighborhood. And then, of course, we put comparables in there to do the sales comparison approach and a lot of times the cost approach. And so those are very extensive appraisal. They're typically what the banks want when they're loaning money. But sometimes... Sometimes banks will loan money to people that maybe they're not borrowing very much and they don't need a big heavy document that tells them that, the property's worth $1 million when they're borrowing $50,000. So for those, we have an option that's a little cheaper, a little quicker. We call them a rapid valuation. You can get an appraisal in that version of a report, or you can get an evaluation. An appraisal's done by somebody that is certified by the state. So they're going to use primarily comparables to figure out what the property's worth, and an appraisal will sign it. Those express evaluations or appraisals can be done in sometimes under a week, whereas the big full-blown appraisal, certified appraisal is maybe going to be a 2 to 3 month deal. So these express appraisals are fast, and they actually, they're cheaper. We don't spend near as much time. We kind of give the client what they really want, which is that number.
Gotcha. No, yeah. That is really good. And I know it's cool that, at least to start that initial process off, there is so much that you guys can do, remotely with the technology and the tools that you have. So that is really cool. So I guess, you've touched on it a little bit, but what are some of the reasons that people need appraisals in today's day and age?
Well, I mean, we do a lot of appraisals for mortgage lending. So when people are buying or refinancing, that has slowed lately with higher interest rates, but we're still staying pretty active, both residential and land. We do a lot for trust planning or estate planning. And in addition to trust and estate planning, there's trust and estate settlement. So that's when somebody passes away and that property goes to their beneficiary. With land, you know, you usually have to pay taxes when you sell land. And so if somebody bought land back in the 1980s and they paid $200 an acre and then they want to sell it today, they're going to have to pay a capital gains tax on that. But when somebody passes, that value gets upgraded to the beneficiary. So if somebody inherits land and they have it appraised, that establishes their new incoming basis point. So if now it's worth $2,000 an acre and they want to sell it and it brings $2,200, they only have to pay tax on the $200 difference, as opposed to going all the way back to the $200 per acre value that was established by the first family member that owned it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, a lot of things you may not necessarily think about, you know, you brought up capital gains, and it's like, yeah, well, that's something that, you know, if you're into the stock market, you know, but you might not necessarily realize that something like that is going to be happening with land. So there's a lot of that illegal stuff you have to deal with.
Sure. Yeah, we also do appraisals for divorce, buyer and seller negotiations, and some government acquisitions or condemnation.
Gotcha. I know that is really good to know. And then, too, I mean, I would think that, you know, for business and industry, that sort of thing, there may be some kind of specialized things that go into that as well as far as appraisals go.
Yeah, we do basic appraisals, but we do a lot of complex appraisals, especially in the rural Southeast Kansas. We get into oil and gas. Now we're doing appraisals with wind leases, wind turbines on them. We've always conducted appraisals for partial interest, where maybe two unrelated people own interest in a property. That can be very complicated. Properties with high voltage transmission lines or other easements, you know, that cause complexities. We do some overspraying or some fire, you know, background fire where maybe the wind blows somebody's fire onto another property and it burns up some trees or even buildings. So we do for about everything rural, everything else.
Well, that is really good, and I mean it's a really good resource there for the property owners and homeowners as well, because yeah, like you said, we can get into some kind of complicated things, especially you know, you mentioned those easements, and I mean I know we could talk a whole segment about easements, and we have in the past here on the program, so it's just a lot of good, you know, information to have. And I know that folks saying, well, you know, I'm not in that boat right now, well, there's a chance that you probably will need an appraiser at some point in your life, because it's gotten to be such a common thing anytime you know, we're dealing with real estate. So if people do, you know, they have questions for you, maybe they want to get on your calendar, or they just want to like chat about, you know, what you can provide, how you might be able to help, if it might be a good fit, what's the best way to do that, Sean?
Oh, I mean, they can call us at 316-321-6100. Or they can check out our website at sungrouprealestate.com. We've got some information on the website that can kind of help them, and we're happy to visit with them.
Well, that's great. And I know, of course, also on the website, you know, you've got links to your listings, you got links to your auctions, because, you know, it's just appraisals are just one of the many things that you guys do at Sun Group.
It is. We're very fortunate. We've got a full-service company where we can help you with appraisals. We can list your property for sale, whether that's listing a house or listing land or auctioning. We can do it all, and So check out our website. We've got some sales coming up in the next month or so, some land sales, and we've got some others that we're kind of working on in the background, and they'll be showing up on our website real soon.
Okay, and I think I heard that you're going to be around at the Interstate Farm and Home Show as well.
I think Keith is involved.
Okay,
in that.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. I think he is.
Okay, well, good deal. Well, yeah, if we're looking forward to hopefully seeing you guys out there, and always good to see Keith there in person. So, hey, Sean, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
No, that's good for me, but thanks for having us on this.
Absolutely. Well, you are a great resource, and I know everyone over there at Sun Group really is, and we appreciate you coming on by here this morning, and I look forward to chatting again with you soon.
Have a great weekend, Jim.
All right, you too. Take care. That is Sean Schwartz here, appraiser at Sun Group, and always good to talk with the folks over at Sun Group. We do that each and every Friday at this time. More Open Line is on the way. We do have a check of weather from News on 6, also a look at beef industry news right now here on KGGF.